Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This summer, we tapped star quarterback Patrick Mahomes to be in a promo for Coors Light. Turns out, we overlooked the fact that he can't actually promote Coors Light.
It's a flashlight.
That's right. It's a flashlight, not a beer. Introducing the Coors Light, coming in at 12 or 16 fluid ounces. Nothing beats the sturdy feeling of the Coors Light in your hand. The Coors Light is 100% flashlight and 0% adult beverage. It's perfect for camping trips or those warm summer nights spent with great friends. The Coors Light is made with high-quality steel, so it feels cold as the Rocky Mountains. To use a random analogy.
It's a quality flashlight.
This summer, sit back, chill, and crack open the Coors Light. Get your the Coors Light today at thecoorslight.com while supplies last. All proceeds go to the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation. Coors Light, the...
On air now.
This is a product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I am your host, Ambassador Wydette Mentuhotep L, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And our topic tonight is, what are systematic solutions for threats facing the Federal Republic of Nigeria and its citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, to begin, the African Union has long made a call for melanated people of the Americas to build bridges, connecting skill development and innovation with Africa. A responder to this call has been Chief Executive Emergency and Disaster Planning Specialist David Adams of CESD Investigations, a globally focused agency specializing in human life-saving system development and approaches. Ladies and gentlemen, he is educated in speech communications, public service, homeland security on local, state, and federal levels. He is an experienced veteran of the United States Marine Corps, Navy, and Army Reserves. Mr. Adams applies a military structure to his agency operations, and he has contributed over 30 years to the public service. And finally, Mr. Adams has expanded the reach of his emergency and disaster planning system to Africa's own country, Nigeria. And Mr. Adams, you have the floor. Mr. Adams, you have the floor.
Unmute yourself. All right, is Mr. Adams available? Is he here? Hello.
Yes, he is.
All right, waiting for him to speak. All right. Well, as you get him
now,
together, just go ahead and continue to talk.
Now, as far as with his current experiences, as far as what he has done is. Built. He's working with a team, a skilled workers group that he has established a strong connection with in Nigeria.
All right, is Mr. Adams still on?
Yes, he's still.
Okay, this is what we'll do. I'm gonna hang your line up, and then we're gonna have you call right back in, Wydette. I'll play a song, and then we get Mr. Adams on and talking on your line. Then we'll bring you right back. All right. So, of course, guys, Wydette's having a little technical difficulties with Mr. Adams, and we keep on moving. 516-453-9133. We're gonna do this press one to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys, of course, at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hey, as he's getting together, somebody got some bag ladies to get together.
Dragging all them bags. it back, mama. Yeah.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
All of my book back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Zip line back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a product of WBNN, and this is A&M University, and I'm your host, Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep L. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Our topic tonight is, what are systematic solutions for threats facing the Federal Republic of Nigeria and its citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, to begin, the African Union has long made a call for melanated people of the Americas to build bridges connecting skilled development and innovation with Africa. A responder to this call has been Chief Executive Emergency and Disaster Planning Specialist David Adams of CESD Investigations, a globally focused agency specializing in human life-saving systems development and approaches. He is educated in speech communications, public service, homeland security on local, state, and federal levels. He is an experienced veteran of the United States Marine Corps, Navy, and Armed Reserves. Mr. Adams applies a military structure to his agency operations. He has contributed over 30 years to the public service industry. Finally, Mr. Adams has expanded the reach of his emergency and disaster planning system to Africa's country, Nigeria. And Mr. Adams, for the ladies and gentlemen out there, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador. How are you today?
Feeling great. Feeling great.
I'm very, very excited to be here to talk about what we're doing and connecting the bridges or developing new paths from America to Nigeria. And this is a great show. I'm excited to be here and looking forward to it.
Now, as a chief executive of emergency and disaster planning, what are some of the threats you have identified that face the Federal Republic of Nigeria and its citizens? Please share.
Well, I guess to start, it would be easy to say that we have to go to the beginning. When I first learned of the call from the African Union looking for assistance, direct assistance, and immediate assistance from America in three specific areas. And they were financial development, technological development, and the last one which caught my ears was skill development. And the skill development which we plan on bringing to Nigeria to help the Nigerian citizens become much better, more stronger, and addressing some of the threat, risk, and hazards that the Nigerian citizens are facing currently in their country. And to me, I think if we were going to just lay this out as a topic of conversation, let's start with the biggest, what I think is the highest threat to the Federal Republic of Nigeria, which is the 3 million plus idle youth, which is taking place right now, not just from economic conditions, but also what's called a national embarrassment of their schools being in strike with the government, and that adds on to more idle youth. Now, the reason they have become a threat is because when, an idle mind is the devil's playhouse. Everybody knows that. And what we see happening is that many of these youth are being recruited into these negative organizations that have a very destructive plan for Nigeria overall and its government. And we don't want to see that happen. We want to see them stay strong and stable as a nation. And so to me, looking at Nigeria as one of the most volatile nations in the continent of Africa, we want to address the idle youth situation and crisis that is occurring now.
Wow, that is very precise. and very precise points and very extreme. Now, in regards to CESD investigations, like, please inform us, like, what is CESD investigations?
CESD investigations is short for Citizen Emergency System Development. And what this is a systematic approach to increase the resilience of local citizens to the destructive effects of disaster and emergency. Now, this was called on by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, a.k.a. FEMA, here in the United States, which now is run by our Department of Homeland Security. And in 2013, they called, and we actually, our group, my former group I was with, a corporation called the Conscience Group Corporation, we began focusing, and we were invited by the White House administration to focus on emergency planning and increasing the resilience of local citizens, because the federal government here in America said that our citizens are not getting better post-Katrina. And everybody remembers the Hurricane Katrina that happened here in the southern parts of the United States. But we're not getting better. We're getting worse. And what they are looking for is a systematic approach that will have the ability to increase the resilience of local citizens. Now, we've designed this system, but we have not yet, as of yet, to market it in the United States. Quite frankly, I don't be a good fit for the current American administration that's in place. So while we were waiting for the next presidential election, I decided to take the agency global. We began looking at the continent of Africa and all the nations in Africa, and it was Nigeria that stuck out to us the most and offered, I think, to us the greatest challenge to put CESD to test and on a global basis of seeing how it will succeed.
Wow! This is very, very impactful and a strong feat coming from a melanated man such as yourself, you know, from the Americas, you know, and in regards to this, in regards to your 30 years of experience, how did that play a role in bringing CESD investigations to life? How did that encourage the inception of it?
Well,
your 30 years of public service.
For me, as a veteran, coming home after you serve your nation and you take pride in the things that you've done in the military, coming home, I've always had a niche for looking out for citizen welfare. I started in the nonprofit industry and working with trying to handle certain volatile problems such as crime, with shootings, home invasions, and looking at the problems that citizens face on a local basis, not so much on a grand scale of things, but looking at problems and how to handle them on a local level. It wasn't until 2012 when I went to and got involved with a court study at the University of Pittsburgh in Homeland Security on a local basis and understanding the whole concept of emergency planning and disaster response and seeing the difference in the two. And our work in working with drug crime got us an invitation from the Obama administration to participate in this FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security call out. And the rest has been history as far as on this tax. We have done great work over the years in addressing illicit drug crime. We're responsible for bringing a federal strategy into the state of Pennsylvania. We're very proud of that, but as you know, in public service, you rarely get a pat on the back. So those of us who were builders in the industry of doing work, that dealing with people and diverse people around your country or my country or the world, it's very rare that you're going to get recognition for the work that you do, but we still grind at it, and those people who are good at it do grind at it.
Yes, that's very impactful, you know, and inspiring as well, you know. And so, and when we come back from our break, we will discuss with Mr. Adams, a CESD investigator.
CESD Investigation Skilled Workers Group of Lagos, Nigeria, and how awesome the experience has been engaging with citizens of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Right here, what are we going to do is go back.
WBNN, and this is A&M University, and I'm your host, Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep-L, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and dial in at 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Our topic tonight is, what are the systematic solutions for threats facing the Federal Republic of Nigeria and its citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, back to our guest, David Adams of CESD Investigations, acting as Chief Executive Specialist of Emergency and Disaster Planning. So, Mr. Adams, how long have you been engaging with the Skilled Workers Group of Lagos, Nigeria? You have the floor, Mr. Adams.
thank you, and thank you, Brother Ambassador. This is where the conversation gets exciting because I love you. Basically, we've been when I learned of the process of the African Union seeking the type of help that we could give them and really assist with, I reached out to just different people on social media and happened to run into a brother in Lagos who is with a group. He's very involved in doing work there. And we had a strong conversation about what was going on. I think that I was leading with some of the vulnerabilities in Nigeria, and I was asking questions. And he was one of the first ones to respond to me. His name is Michael Elise, and he really came in strong. He wanted to do something. He wanted to see his people have a different way of going about handling some of the problems that are in Nigeria. We began to talk, and it seemed like a perfect fit when I pitched him on CESD. He was open for it. He was willing to take it, and I was willing to give it, and we found a match made in heaven. And ever since, I think we go back as far as September of last year, we have been working to develop a class. He organized a class there, and we have started classes since March of this year. So we are April, May, June. We're almost 3 months into our training, academic training program, to initiate the process of developing a systematic approach for Nigerian citizens, not just to empower themselves, but to empower themselves to have the ability to solve problems.
That's powerful. That's powerful because I do see that for us with the list of the skill that's in the skilled workers group of Lagos, Nigeria, there's like at least six and more in regards to, as you mentioned, Brother Aziz Michael Bamikale, whose profession is mechanical engineering, and Mr. Ibrahim Oyeniyi, who's a professional of foreign exchange and foreign management, and Akinloye Ahmed Kiyun, whose profession is mechanical engineering, and Sulaimon Samusuddin Ademola, whose profession also is mechanical engineering, Akindere Ibrahim A, whose profession as well is mechanical engineering, and Yusuf Ibrahim Fodor Unsho, whose profession is property management. Now, there's a lot of professions associated with mechanical engineering, and in regards to this particular craft, how would those particular
All right, hopefully we haven't lost Wajet. Wajet, you still there? All right, Mr. Adams. I don't know if you heard the whole question, but I know that was choppy. But what did you hear, and what can you answer? Mm-hmm. All right, well, Roger is having some problems with his line tonight, technical difficulties again. That's okay. We continue our programming. Go right back to Erica Badu, y'all.
Through the sky, shooting cupids, loving.
Yes. On air.
All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now I'm your host, Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep L. And our topic tonight is, what are systematic solutions for threats facing the Federal Republic of Nigeria and its citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, back to our guest, David Adams of CESD Investigations, acting as Chief Executive Specialist of Emergency and Disaster Planning. Now, Mr. Adams, I see that, of course, the current members of the Skilled Workers Group of Lagos, Nigeria, there are six and more, such as Aziz Michael Bamikale, whose profession is mechanical engineering, Mr. Ibrahim Oyaniyi, who's a professional of foreign exchange and foreign management, Akin Loye Ahmed Sion, whose profession is mechanical engineering, Sulaimon Samsudin Ademola, whose profession is mechanical engineering, Akindere Ibrahim A, whose profession also is mechanical engineering, and Yusuf Ibrahim Folor Uncho, whose profession is property management. So now, in regards to for skills and professions, the majority have professions in mechanical engineering. So the question that's raised is how do you feel where mechanical engineering will play a role in emergency and disaster planning? Mr. Adams, you have the floor.
Thank you. I want to answer that question by saying, number one, first and foremost, that, you know, as often as we get out here and we do things and try to leave behind work that will be around, I'd like to feel that I'm doing God's work. And when I'm doing God's work, I follow God's path. And our Creator does not make any mistakes. And so the people that I ended up connecting with to tie to CESD Nigeria happen to be some of the most skilled and knowledgeable brothers with crafts, not just, you know, average guys. These guys have skills. They understand systems. And if you understand systems, you will understand CESD from the offset, because CESD is a systematic approach taking from engineering concepts. So God is good. He gave me exactly the team that I needed to start with this pilot initiative, and it's just turned out to be absolutely fantastic. As I said before, I've been working with them since late last year in September, October. We started classes in March, and now we're 3 months into our class. And of course, it's anything new, especially crossing borders and dealing with a different culture. We have had our ups and downs, but it is flowing very well at this point. We do meet every Sunday and have classes, academic classes in CESD, threat management, risk management, and we are taking the academic approach. Now, understanding CESD is to understand there's two parts to this emergency planning system. There is research, and then there is CESD development. And the development aspect is our part of disaster training. The CESD is more of the academic research training. And these brothers are ready for both. And we're very excited with the opportunities taking place now. And if we have a strategic plan, we came not just with an idea. We came with a full-scale, already proven emergency strategic plan for CESD Nigeria. That's what we're calling it, CESD Nigeria. We are looking for Africa, the continent. continent, starting with Nigeria, to become the gold standard in the world for emergency human emergency planning and disaster training. We're not talking response here, Ambassador. We are talking planning. We're on the front end. Most governments focus in response. CESD is not focused in response. As a matter of fact, we enhance a government, a nation, a local municipality's power to respond to disasters and emergencies through a more effective method of planning. If that kind of grips it, do you get that?
Yes, 100%. And also see how this empowers this. This can be how it is a platform to help them empower their character and their behavior, and also heighten their esteem too, far as especially in regards to teamwork, and also of how they can be an asset to the people in their environment and their country.
Well, let me tell you how, Mr. Ambassador, Brother Ambassador, let me tell you how. CESD has the ability, the astute ability, to transition what we call human transitional elevation. And what that means is, basically, in a nutshell, is we make a better version of citizens than what they are to start. Created a new civic duty for citizens. We have empowered citizens by creating what we call a citizen sector. We have pulled citizens out of the private sector, so there's no confusion when government says that they're working with the people and for the people. Well, we now have a citizen sector through CESD, and which gives a seat at the table, at the planning table, at the development table of local government and political sectors, to where citizens now have the ability to sit at that table and remove themselves from the menu.
And how would this play a role in regards to recruitment of leadership?
Well, when you're talking about a new civic duty, you're talking leadership. When you're talking about a civic duty to empower and protect the lives of your brothers and sisters in your nation, then you're looking at leadership. That is the definition of leadership. Those who have the ability to do something that others cannot or do not have the time to do. These people who will graduate from CESD become specialists. The thing to understand about CESD is that it's not a program. It's not programmatic in its nature, its development, or its infrastructure. It is a systematic approach. And what we mean by that is that there will be network building across Nigeria, across Ghana, to the United States. Networks which we can learn from each other, we can grow, we can build resources together, and the citizen sector empowers itself through the private sector. And all of this is all down in a systematic approach through CESD. So those getting involved in a new civic duty gives them responsibilities and what we call RDRs, roles, duties, and responsibilities to save and help protect the environment, the living environments, and human lives when it comes to disaster and emergencies. And the devil's in the details, of course. When we talk about disasters and emergencies, most people think natural disasters, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, drought. There's also, we have many other threats that constitute under the disaster rule, such as kidnappings, battles between tribes of herders and farmers. We have all kinds, oil merchants stealing, oil merchants, people come into Nigeria and destroy their environment. These are also disasters that may not be included in a Lagos emergency plan. So we want to make sure that we're addressing these issues through this new systematic approach called CESD.
And Mr. Adams, thank you very much. And we will continue this communication after we have our track next by legendary DJ Legend, Brother O.
Jesus, I do. Oh, I need someone.
This is a product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I'm your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentuhotep L. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And due to our topic, what are systematic solutions for threats facing the Federal Republic of Nigeria and its citizens? And ladies and gentlemen, back to our guest, David Adams of CESD Investigations, acting as Chief Executive Specialist of Emergency and Disaster Planning. And Mr. Adams, please inform the public how they can get in contact with you, to keep in touch with you as far as about CESD Investigations and how it can be an asset to their country and their people.
Brother Ambassador, can I go back real quick and just finish one point that we weren't able to complete in our last segment?
Sure.
I've been using CESD a lot. I want everyone to know that Citizen Emergency System Development is the name of the systematic approach we want to introduce into Nigeria by building the very first global headquarters for emergency planning. This is focused on citizens. Now, you talked about leadership and recruiting leaders. When we're talking about a new civic duty, this is a civic duty that never existed anywhere in the world. I think there's only two countries in the world to practice planning, and they're over in Scandinavia somewhere. But the point is that when we look at crisis, when we talk about crisis vulnerability and addressing them, it's going to have to start from the bottom up. And we're talking about accelerating resilience. Now, I want to clear something up. When we talk about disaster resilience, there's a definition to resilience, and it's getting confused amongst academics and field work. And I want to make it clear to everyone listening tonight that we define resilience, disaster resilience, as such. Disaster resilience is the ability to plan and prepare for, absorb and recover from, and more successfully adapt to adverse events. And when you listen to that definition, you understand you have to have a good plan to have a good response. And if our government is focused in response, they have to take a one-shoe-fits-all approach. Planning removes that. Planning is diverse. Planning is as diverse as the people you're working with on the most vulnerable levels, which is our neighborhood level, which is our tribal levels, which is the lowest level we can go. So when we're talking about empowering, and you mentioned recruiting leadership, this does more than recruit leadership. It gives the citizens of Nigeria an empowerment they never, ever experienced before, to make them assets to their government. And this is what we want to do with those 3-point-something million idle youth. We want to transition them into becoming assets to the Nigerian government. And for that, they're going to have to support the effort. We're talking about giving people what they need to survive, to live, and we'll give them the skill that will assist the nation in becoming better. So to reach me, anybody can contact me through CESD Investigations at gmail.com. If you want to call me or if you're in the United States, my number is 412-554-0239. We are CESD Investigations, and we're very proud of the work that we've accomplished thus far.
Awesome. Great. And thank you, Mr. Adams, for taking the time out tonight, you know, to share with the world of who you are and also of CESD what CESD Investigations is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is A&M University, and I'm your host, Ambassador Wardet, Bentu Hotep L, and we have Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Mr. Adams for coming to our program tonight and sharing his view on how citizens can be more aware and more empowered. And we want to thank Ambassador Wardet, Bentu Hotep L. Welcome back to WBNN. And we have tomorrow night's show. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Sister Bessie the Truth and the Front Porch, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time, as well as Oladele Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay with Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to Ambassador L for the last 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It's been a pleasure, and your patience is greatly, greatly appreciated. And Mr. Adams, do you have a few words before we close?
We're just looking forward to moving forward in Nigeria. Our team there, our specialist interns are pushing the effort now to their governors, and we hope to get the kind of light that we need to build this system in Nigeria and connect our brothers and sisters from Nigeria who are here in the States to give them something they can be proud of to support. So we're looking forward to moving, and maybe later we can do another show and talk about our progress down the road.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Peace and love.